Fourth of July is what it is in this country, and it's a day of relaxation and celebration of our nation's independence. But for those of us in the National Park Service, it means a full day of work, which we're glad and happy and honored to do. Yes, we're expecting very large crowds for the events on the National Mall on this coming Sunday, the 4th of July, and we welcome everybody here. But having said that, we want everybody to be as safe and as possible and to be prepared for very warm weather, the weather that we've been having. And ways in which we're going to direct people to do that is to bring less with you than more. The concept of less is more applies here. Don't bring Davenports and couches and,
Do you guys actually see that stuff? People looking to bring, all but couches?
And Barco loungers, yeah. Don't bring that sort of thing. All right. What you can bring certainly are folding, light metal folding lawn chairs. What we certainly also suggest is people bring blankets or quilts or comforters of some sort that you're not going to put on necessarily on your bed, but on the ground.
Right.
And stake out your territory. Bring plenty of sunscreen with you. If you're going to be out from 10 in the morning through the evening, you're going to be exposed to the sun. And so lather up with plenty of sunscreen and sun lotion to protect yourselves. We also highly recommend that people bring enough water or soft drinks to drink to keep themselves hydrated. One way in which you're going to guarantee yourself to become dehydrated is to drink alcohol. So no alcohol is allowed at all. And in fact, as we will do again this year, as we have done for the previous 8 Fourth of July celebrations in a row, every visitor coming to the National Mall must go through a security checkpoint or an entry point, as we're calling them now. Park police and other park officers will have the full right to look through your bags, your backpacks, your knapsacks, your picnic boxes, all of that sort of thing, to determine if there are some nefarious items in there. But that would also include alcohol, because there's no alcohol allowed. And one of the other things we also don't want are glass bottles or glass containers, because people often during the summer will go barefoot, and we certainly don't want glass broken and then people cutting their feet.
Yeah, absolutely. There are three major aspects in terms of this event. One, of course, is the planning for this. And as you say, it's, post 9/11, it's really different. You do have the entry points. People have to come in through specific areas, and you check stuff a lot more. That seems to will require a lot more on your guys' part in terms of making all that happen.
That's correct. And in fact, the National Park Service and the United States Park Police plan all year round for this event. How do we best make it even better than what we've had in the past? Certainly, it also includes working with our partners of the Architect of the Capitol and Capitol Concerts and Capitol Fourth in order to book the talent. Book talent also on the stage at the Washington Monument grounds. But also, how do we best allow people to come in, enjoy themselves, and not be fully exposed to the elements? What we certainly have done in the past and will do again this year is we will have over 100 medical professionals, mainly doctors and nurses, on hand in case the weather really turns very hot and humid, in case there is anyone who is experiencing either heat stroke or heat exhaustion, lightheadedness, that sort of stuff. That should be taken as a very serious sign.
Right.
In the summer, and we in the past have had many people who were transported to local hospitals because they fainted and weren't waking up, and efforts to revive them were not successful. So we are prepared with well over 100 medical personnel and ambulances in order to transport people if it really becomes that hot.
And for that, you have to work with either DC EMT folks or the hospitals. How do you ensure, because those people aren't fed, are they?
No. What it is our first aid activity and first aid crews are all brought in from U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, also from D.C. Fire and EMS, from Arlington County Fire and EMS, and then we have volunteers that also come in from the D.C. Department of Health and Rapid Emergency Response, also from the Sterling Volunteer Rescue Crew, the Montgomery County First Aid Crew, the Bethesda Chevy Chase Bicycle Rescuers Response Team, because there's so many people,
right,
we need to ride bikes. And then obviously our Rangers, we have well over 100 Rangers who will be working on the 4th of July, many of whom will be on bikes, all of whom are trained in standard first aid, CPR, and the application of external defibrillators. So in case there were someone whose heart stopped, that those AEDs, artificial external defibrillators, can be used. And we, in the past, for 4th of July or other events, have had to use them.
So all told, there's a lot of people preparing, a lot of people during the event, and then, of course, the massive cleanup. There have to be hundreds of people working during this period.
That is absolutely correct. The 4th of July is very much one of our busiest times here in Washington. Cherry Blossom Festival also is another. But what we pride ourselves on is that all of the maintenance crews from the National Mall and Memorial Parks and President's Park, will be working as soon as the fireworks are over with. They will be working all night long. And there probably will be as many as 250 employees, maybe even as many as 300 employees, who will be working in terms of cleaning up, taking and emptying the trash cans and the recycling cans. We will have recycling throughout the National Mall for the 4th of July. But in addition, everything that you could think of. People will leave their picnic baskets, or will leave food.
Their Barca loungers.
Or their Barca loungers, or plenty of food out there. All of that has to be gone over, walking with staff, picking things up, putting them into baskets or bags, and then they're all hauled away, so that when the public arrives the next morning on July 5th, for example, at 8 in the morning, the mall looks pretty darn clean.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just a remarkable effort. One of the questions that I think even people here in town go is, okay, there is of course the big event and the fireworks. Are those people feds, or do you contract out for that? And also for the big concert that goes on the Capitol grounds.
The fireworks are certainly contracted out. That's a one-time-a-year event, and so it would not make sense for the National Park Service to have all of those employees.
Not inherently governmental, as we say.
That is correct. So that is an activity that is contracted out to a firm out of Tennessee that will come in and do that. Similarly, so for the concert and the talent that is hired and that will be there for on the West Lawn of the United States Capitol for the 8 p.m. performance on the July 4th, as well as for the a concert on the Washington Monument grounds. Jane Monheit, and as well as the Navy Band Ensemble, will be performing with her. That is also contracted earlier in the year. But those are ways in which we believe the Park Service, as well as the architect of the Capitol, with whom we work in concert, are ways in which to help entertain the public as they're waiting, hopefully, for the finale, which is the fireworks.
Absolutely. Last question, then let's to go. You've been very kind with your time. Something new? Is there something different this year? Did you have to do something, adjust? I know you're always learning lessons from previous years.
What I would say is, not to reveal trade secrets, so to speak, but the United States Park Police, through the last number of years since we've been doing this, since 9/11, have learned ways in which they can move the crowds along through the security checkpoints or entrance points much more quickly, but yet still be effective and thorough in the searches that they do. Again, I'm not in a position to reveal any
right,
of their
absolutely.
Techniques, But that is one of the things that they are constantly working on. One of the other things that we, the Park Service, directly are working on is just trying to increase the number of activities and ways in which people can access the National Mall. For example, we strongly recommend do not drive.
don't drive.
That's right. And there are a number of subway stations downtown, such as Farragut West, Farragut North, Metro Center, Federal Triangle, Judiciary Square.
Smithsonian Station, I'm guessing, usually is closed, probably is this year as well.
That is correct. Yeah. You beat me to the punch, and that's correct. But L'Enfant Plaza, Federal Center Southwest, Capitol South, all of those are Foggy Bottom. All of those are open and available for anyone to access the National Mall. And then similarly, what we are recognizing is more and more Washington is becoming a recreation-oriented town. We are working closely with the Washington Area Bicyclists Association, and we will have a free bicycle valet on the corner of 14th Street and Independence Avenue Southwest. So if people want a bicycle from anywhere in the metropolitan area, you can park your bicycle, and it's kept there for free, and the Washington Area Bicyclists Association
kept there safely. Yeah.
We'll keep it safe for you until you come back. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I'm going to stop right there.